Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, it's the morning mess. It's time for the staycation setup, man. We're going to try to catch up some cheaters. We got Brady on the line. Brady there?
Hey, what's up, guys?
My guy, you think your girl is cheating on you? So what's this getting calls after 1 a.m. from Domino's Pizza? What the hell is that about?
What?
Right. I don't know. I mean, the long version is that we've been together for 9 months. We don't officially live with each other, but she basically spends every night at my place.
Mm-hmm.
And so the past 2 weeks, she's just, like, taking really late phone calls, and she's clearly trying not to wake me up. But I'm a really light sleeper, and she sneaks back into bed, and I'm like, yo, who was that? And she's like, oh, that's just my grandfather. Yeah, he's got dementia, and, like, he calls out of nowhere, so I got to talk him down. Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But then, 2 nights later, she's charging her phone, and it rings, and it says Domino's Pizza. Like, it woke me up at 1:30 in the morning.
They're open late.
Ain't no Domino's Pizza calling you at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't order anything. Like, there's no reason to call her, right?
Yes.
Did you answer it? Did you confront her about it? Because I would have picked up.
She picked up.
Okay.
So anyways, I need to set her up, obviously, because so she, like, I've never heard about this grandfather that she supposedly has. And now Domino's is calling. Like, I've met her family.
Here's the thing. I'll say the Domino's thing is really sus. Hopefully everything's fine with her grandfather, because I've gone through something similar.
She cheating. Man, come on. Lad. All the excuses. She's cheating. Who do you think she's cheating with?
I have no idea.
None at all. How long have you been with this girl?
About 9 months.
Oh, wow.
That's a while.
Yeah.
I don't know. And she said she's going to be out of town visiting this grandfather, so.
Okay. This weekend?
Next weekend.
Next weekend. Okay. Maybe we apply that. So what we're going to do is we're going to call up your girl, Janelle. We're going to offer her the free romantic staycation. Ask her who she wants to put on the reservation. Anisha's not in today, so who's going to play? Gina?
Yes, I will be taking the role of Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you offer it to her for next weekend to see who she wants to take, maybe?
Yeah, definitely. With that timeline in mind, we might catch something for you.
Yeah.
Does that work, Brady?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. All right. Well, hold on right there. We're going to call your girlfriend up and see if she indeed is cheating on you with someone that works at Domino's Pizza, I guess, or Domino himself. I don't know. We're going to find out together. Staycation setup. It's all up next. Morning mess. Hold on, okay? Okay, it's the staycation setup. Morning mess. We were catching up with Brady. Definitely suspicions that his girlfriend, Janelle, has been cheating on him. Brady, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the 1 a.m. calls from Domino's Pizza, returning a call from her. Late night calls from her grandfather that she says that has dementia. Is another excuse. You just don't believe any of this stuff at this point.
No, I don't know who she's going to call from next, but, like, it just the evidence just keeps adding up.
Gina's going to make the call, offer the free romantic hotel staycation. Obviously, it's a staycation, so if she says she can make it next weekend and put someone else's name, well, she was supposed to visit her grandfather out of town, so obviously she's cheating or she wants to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Brady, you okay with this?
Yeah, man. I got to know.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, am I speaking with Janelle?
Yeah, who's this?
Good morning, Janelle. My name is Jennifer. I am calling from the Aurora Hotel, and I do have some exciting news. We ran an internal contest, and you won. You actually won a whole free weekend stay in our penthouse suite.
Is this for real? I've never even stayed at Aurora Hotel.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of part of the problem here. It is for real. This is completely free. We're not going to charge you any taxes. There's no deposits. We really just need to get our name out there so more people do come to stay. I will say the only catch is you do have to come next weekend. That's our availability. Does that work out for you?
What do I have to do?
It's just 30 seconds of your time. I'll get all your paperwork set up, and then you'll be good to go, okay?
Okay.
Great. So, Janelle, the first thing here that I want to get down is your personalized note. We're going to leave it in the room, and your guest of honor will see it upon entry. What would you like your personalized note to say?
You can put on the note for our first time daddy. And then if you could put like a cherry emoji.
I can definitely do that. And I will make sure that this note stays discreet for you. So Janelle, I have that down. Who would you like to bring? I need your guest of honor's full name, please.
You can put Lance.
Who the f*** is Lance?
Excuse me?
Hey, Janelle, legally, we got to let you know something real quick. We're live on the radio. We're a morning show called The Morning Mess with your boyfriend Brady on the line with us at the moment.
What the hell are you talking about, Brady? What is this? What is happening?
You were supposed to go visit your gramps. This is some guy that's been calling you every single night?
That's Domino.
What? What? Are you pranking me right now?
Well, let me explain something. So, Janelle, your boyfriend called up suspecting that you were cheating. Obviously, you are. These late night calls from Domino's and this grandfather with dementia you claim. Obviously, you're seeing someone on the side.
I'm not cheating on you, Brady.
Who's Lance?
That doesn't even matter right now because we're talking about you and
me.
No,
it's exactly
okay?
what we're talking
and
about.
Not-
we're talking about Lance. This is the guy that you've been talking to on the phone. It's exactly what the f*** we're talking about. Stop with the bullshit and the gaslighting and just own up to it. Tell me.
This is just a friend. Like, I met him online.
She's cheating.
Come
on now.
Talking. We've never even met before, so this is
if
not-
he's just a friend, why do you need to keep him a secret?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's not just a friend. You literally put daddy for our first time. Come on. It's all right here. You could at least be honest.
This is bullshit.
Okay. Janelle, you still there? Oh, she hung up. So, Brady, obviously, she wasn't going to admit to it.
No. There's no way. Even if she didn't meet this guy, then she was planning on it.
Absolutely.
That's like attempted cheating or something. I don't know, man.
I mean, no, it is. She met someone online. She wanted to bring him to a hotel. Like, we all heard it, too. Yeah. So you're going to be better off. I know, Joey, you have so many methods of getting over an ex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting on someone else.
Yeah, yeah,
some
there's
tacos
that one.
And, you know.
Which one fits for our friend Brady?
You know what, Brady? A wise man once said, sometimes you got to risk it to get the biscuit. And when I say a wise man, that's me. Is there anyone else out there that you've been faithful and you've held out on? You never crossed the line, but now it's time.
I told girls no. That's who I am.
Well, it's time to say yes, brother. Try it with me. Say yes.
Yes.
There you
yes.
go. Try it in Spanish. Say sí.
Sí.
Sí. Say sí se puede.
Sí se puede, mommy.
There he comes.
Okay.
There he is. Okay. My man, Brady. Okay. Thomas Road, look out for Brady.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.